It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Happy Monday to you. It's Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. My name is Larry Tuneforce. And in the background, you're listening to the birthday girl, Cher, 73 years old today. Yeah. She's older than me, so I like her. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. And we're brought to you every day by Mojave Shred. For secure document protection, for Mojave Electric Cooperative, for your co-op connection card where you're allowed to save money all over town, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman where you can test drive any vehicle on the lot, and you can also order a brand new Hyundai if you want with the color of interior you want, the type of fabric, the color outside, you know, you can do all that right there at Martin Swanee's. And soon, probably one day this week, we'll see Barron Services. For pest control, for swimming pools, and for landscaping. And we'll tell you more once they become an official sponsor. Now, once again, our phone number is 702-298-1063. And you can give us a call anytime you want. And our first guest today is Sue Stein, who is the Bullhead City City Clerk. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Larry.
How are you?
Good.
So I had Sue come in today because... I guess, would we say you're over all the applications for those committees or commissions? You know, the city council relies upon a lot of other people to give them advice. So they have a Parks and Recreation Commission and whatnot. But those people, they come and go. And then you're the one that has to kind of find bodies to fill their seats.
Correct.
So how many commissions do we have?
Okay, Larry. Well, what I wanted to tell you first, in case people don't know what a city clerk does, we are comparable to what the Secretary of State does, only on a much smaller scale.
Oh, okay.
Our department handles the elections for Bullhead City, a lot of the liquor licensing and record requests, along with working with the citizens regarding filling boards and commissions. Is that why what we're here to talk about
right
today? We have quite a few boards and commissions, and I can start by telling you about each one of them. However, I kind of wanted to let you know that a lot of them, the purposes are all different. Some of them are recommendations to council, and then others, like the Board of Adjustment, they have the final say on action for appeals for zoning.
Okay.
Say you have a swimming pool that is not the standard, I'm going to put my swimming pool in my backyard. Well, you might want to put it on the side yard,
right,
where you need a variance because you're, you know, maybe going over a certain line that you're not supposed to.
Correct.
Well, this commission handles things like that. It's a Board of Adjustment. And the board does not meet on a regular basis. This board only meets when an appeal comes through.
Okay.
And we actually have three seats available. We have five positions. We have three open at this point. The terms for this board is 2 years. And so there is a very limited requirement to be on this board. But if anyone lives in the city of Bullhead, resides in the city of Bullhead, and would be interested in helping the city out, I would be happy to talk with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Board of Adjustments. And mm-hmm. like you said, they only meet when they have somebody that's out of compliance and needs to beg for forgiveness.
When they, it's called a variance. When they request a variance, they do meet. It's a public meeting. They are televised on the city channel.
And then who else do we have? What are the
Quickly, I can go through them. We have a Building Board of Appeals. This board is the least active board. The, the last meeting we had was in 2012.
Oh, my gosh.
But we do need people assigned in case something comes up.
Right.
This, this board determines the suitability of alternate materials for construction. So if someone who has a construction background is interested in, you know, putting their name down, and we may be calling you. Just depends on, you know, what actions are necessary. So
so there's five people on that board?
Yep, yep. And we have about three seats available on that one as well. We have a fun one, the Bullhead Area Transit System Commission.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fun one. That meets quarterly. It is televised. Anyone in the area, they don't have to be a Bullhead City resident.
Oh, they don't?
To be a member. They can live in Fort Mojave.
And, that, that's, and that's because the BATS bus service Fort Mojave?
No, BATS just services actual Bullhead City, but there's no residency requirement.
Oh, okay. All right.
And actually, I think we have one or two members right now that live in Fort Mojave.
Okay.
The BATS, or Transit System, they will be, I believe, I think there's one or two seats that will become available as of July 1st.
Okay.
We have another commission that meets quarterly, and that's the Franchise License Commission. There's five members on there, and we that won't be coming due for a few more months, but if someone is interested, they're always welcome to contact me and let me know, and we'll hang on to their applications for the Franchise License Commission until later on in the year.
Okay.
They, if you're not familiar with that, as they recommend to the City Council policies, rules, and regulations pertaining to all the city's franchise agreements and licenses. So that would be
Electric.
Right, the trash company.
Okay.
And things like that. We have two very popular commissions, the Parks and Rec Commission.
Right.
And then we have the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I was on Parks and Rec.
Were you?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Were you?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a fun one.
It is.
It's a fun one. Well, Parks and Rec does what it it's says it does. It provides recommendations to the council regarding planning, development, operation, and maintenance of the parks and the programs. They meet monthly. There's more of a commitment to Parks and Rec. They meet every month on the third Wednesday, and that's
and it helps if you kind of know our parks and know the programs that we have, you know. And if you want something like that, you could always call Dave Heath, and he could give you all the details. But it would take all day, you know.
I mean, definitely.
He's got a lot of parks and a lot of programs going on.
Yes,
he was on
absolutely.
The show last week, and he spent an hour in here just trying to, you know. And he still had more to say when we were out of time because there's so much going on in parks and so much program. So that's a fun board, but it's a busy board, too.
It is busy, and if someone has a background or would like to just be involved within the community, come on down, come fill out an application, contact me at any time, or just go online. Our applications are online and gives you the information on where to submit it.
Okay.
And we would be very happy answer any questions.
And finally, P&Z.
And the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have three seats available this this time. Two-year terms. So your term would be July 1st of this year through June 30th, 2021.
Okay.
And there is a residency requirement on Planning and Zoning. In case you're not familiar, that commission provides recommendations to the City Council regarding best present and future uses to which land and buildings shall be put within the city.
Wow.
And that's that is a very popular commission.
Right. And the meetings are can get tense sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes.
Okay.
We don't usually see that, though, because staff and the applicants are very you know, they communicate ahead of time. So hopefully by the time we get to the meeting, everything is well understood and documented, and everybody has the opportunity to discuss things.
I was on a committee with Tom Brady years and years and years and years ago where we gave away city money, and it was, gosh, I can't remember the name
of it. Grants or something? Was it
kind of through grants, but it was, I forget the name of it. I'll have to go home and find my book. But if you didn't have the extra money, it was in a way, it was in a day when the city had to operate on so much funds, but extra funds that came in had to be given away, you know, through grants. And so people would apply to us, the Boys and Girls Club, mm-hmm. and all these other different organizations would apply. But then they did away with it. So I don't think they had any extra money for a long time.
No.
Yeah. So, all right, Sue. So now, if anyone's interested in any of these commissions and boards, they can call you.
Yes. We have many ways that one can apply. One way is you could go online at www.bullheadcity.com and click on Get Involved, or click on the Bullhead City Clerk's Office link. What you'll see there is a form. It'll say Boards and Commission Application. Just click on the link, fill it out. You can email it. You can snail mail it to me at 2355 Train Road, Bullhead City 86442. You can always come in and drop it off.
Right.
And if you have questions, just ask for us, and we'll help you out with any of those. We do have a fax number, but I don't. It's a central fax.
Oh, so it can go anywhere.
So it can go anywhere, yeah. So I'd rather not
So it's get best that they bring it in or mail it in mm-hmm. or email it to you. Okay. And then what's your office, what's your extension?
Our telephone number is the main office, 928-763-9400. I'm at extension 468.
Okay.
And my deputy, if I'm not available, is at 448.
And that's it, just the two of you, huh?
That's it.
There's no more staff in your office.
We're very small, but we are efficient.
Yeah, you must be when there's only two of you. You must be when there's only two of you, right?
We have to be.
I know. All right, let us take a break for a commercial, and we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll speak a little bit more. This is The Who, and yesterday was Peter Townsend's birthday. He turned 74 from The Who.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Trusted healthcare resource. When it comes to you or your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. They now offer a complete line of CBD products. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Debbie Pennington with your Better Business Bureau. Did you know BBB offers educational presentations to businesses and consumer groups? Scams, internet safety, and identity theft are just some of the topics covered by BBB. We also share how to research a business and how to submit a customer review. We even have programs and scholarships for students. Call your Better Business Bureau at 928-302-3701 to schedule a presentation today. Again, that's 928-302-3701.
A little Boston for you on a Monday afternoon, live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Tune for Speak Out 2.0. And it's brought to you every weekday by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And soon, Barron Services. And if you have a question, you can give us a call at 702-298-1063. And we're visiting with Sue Stein. Sue is the city clerk for Bullhead City. And we had her come in because I saw in the paper they were trying to fill all these commissions and whatnot. And you heard all the different positions that she mentioned today and the seats that are available. So if people are interested, can they come in and sit down with you and say, well, tell me a little bit more about this?
Sure. Sure. They're always welcome to come in. They can come into City Hall and ask for me or give me a call and make an appointment
right.
to come in.
Okay.
Or they can always email me at sstein@bullheadcity.com.
Okay, so that's simple. And your email's on the website, too, isn't it?
Everything is on the website, all the instructions and what someone would need to do to apply. I also wanted to mention the process, what happens after someone does submit an application.
Okay.
I will acknowledge that I've received it. And then what happens is that all the applicants will be submitted to the city council at a council meeting. This time it's going to happen at the June 18th council meeting. And applicants are encouraged to attend the meeting, so especially if they're new.
Right, they want to ask them a question
the council.
Or two. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the city council does make the final decisions on who is appointed. And please don't be, if you're not appointed the first time, please don't be discouraged because you can always come back. People come and go during those
don't take it personally.
Years and don't take No, because we're very, very appreciative of everyone who helps us and volunteers.
Exactly.
To do things like this at the city.
And if they have five people apply for three positions, you can only take three, so two are going to be not appointed, but again, don't take it personally. The three might have been reappointed or come from another committee or whatever. And so,
right, and there's always other opportunities. If that one doesn't work, maybe another one will.
Exactly. You might want to apply for more than one and see what happens. There used to be some people that would serve on two and three at a time, huh?
Sure, that's happened.
Do we still have that today?
I think we have one or two people who
Have.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're retired probably, and that's giving back to your city and your community and getting involved.
Yes, Larry, and the level of commitments are not that much.
Right, so they're all different. They're based upon what committee you want to get on.
Sure, and if you're worried if you're gone for the summer and there's a meeting, there's always the opportunity to call in.
Right. Perfect.
As well. So,
okay,
so don't be discouraged.
I think you've provided everybody with a ton of information. You've given your number. You've given your email. And so if anybody's interested in joining a commission in Bullhead City, go on the website, send Sue an email, or give her a call. That's
perfect.
Simple.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Sue, thank you so much for coming in today because now a lot of people know about all the different commissions in Bullhead City. And maybe some people will step up.
I'm happy to share.
Okay.
Thanks so much for asking me.
You bet. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking-price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
Hey, it's Matt Ferris for the Get Some Tour. See this one-man comedy show starring Tim Colseri, the door gunner from the famous movie Full Metal Jacket, at the Refuge Friday, May 24th. It all starts at 7, and I'll be performing too. Get some tickets, that is, today at the Refuge for $25. Tim Colseri will tell you true stories of his life and the trials and tribulations of working with director Stanley Kubrick. The show is directed by Raptor Man, Kevin Major Howard, sponsored by Bradley Chevrolet, Bradley Ford Lincoln, and Realty Executives.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Toonforce on Monday the 20th. And we're going to be here for almost another 30 minutes. And then I'll slide out of here and Sean Hannity will come in next. And the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And soon, Barron Services. And if you have a question for my next guest, you give us a call at 702-298-1063. And my next guest doesn't need an introduction because on television, radio. I mean, Gary's been everywhere.
Well, I was basically in San Diego and here.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been in radio and TV for, God, it seems like forever.
I know.
In fact, it was Don Howard that talked me into coming here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don, and wow.
Because I knew Don in San Diego.
Okay. And then he worked for Murphy for quite a while.
Yeah.
And then I think he just packed it in and did nothing.
He became ill and passed away. In fact, that was only about 3 years after I got here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So Sharon's still around, I think.
I run into her every now and then.
Oh, do you?
Walmart or somewhere.
So then you came here and you started with Bruce, right? At TV2?
Well, I started at the Riverside in the entertainment department.
Okay.
And then I went to the RV.
With Roy Jernigan, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, Don Howard, Don Laughlin always says, I'm surprised you could put up with me and Bruce. And Roy Jernigan.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh? That's a full boat, isn't it? Oh, Roy was a character in his days.
Yeah. I'm sure he still is in Oregon.
Wherever he is.
He's in Oregon living with a daughter.
Oregon. Oh, yep. That's good. I ran into Del Newman a few weeks ago at Walmart. You know, he's retired from the Riverside, finally.
I've run into him at Walmart.
Yeah, that's where I see him, you know. And he tells me, I'm building houses in my neighborhood. You want to buy one? I said, I don't want you as my neighbor. So then you leave the Riverside and you go to the AVI.
I went to the AVI, and I was the assistant marketing director there.
Okay.
For about a couple of years.
Right.
Bruce suggested it, and then I could go to work for him. And I thought, well, I'm talking to a casino in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
where I was from, and let me play that out. And he kept asking me about it, and I finally decided, well, why not?
Yeah, okay.
And I
so you co-hosted the morning show for a long time.
Yeah, I almost 10 years.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then you sold advertising also on the street.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
So that was a long career. And then you go to Cameron.
Cameron as a talk show host.
Yeah, and did your show there for in the mornings for I don't know how long.
8 years.
Eight more years.
Yeah.
Wow. 16 years the public has either seen you on TV or heard you on the radio.
Yeah.
And then now today we bring you back because I know people are missing you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Because you've had wrecks and strokes and heart attacks and jumped off a building and what else?
Well, let's see. 2011, they went down on the motorcycle on the way to Kingman.
Right.
And bounced back from that pretty quick.
That's good.
In fact, I was back on the air from home while...
Who's calling me? Why would they call during the show?
I don't know. Do I have a bill collector?
No, they're calling collect.
Anyway, I went down on the bike, and I came back in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
I was back on the air.
Right.
The following Friday, they had a guy on in my place.
Right.
And he called me at home. And I went up on Skype, and it sounded like I was in the studio anyway. So
fantastic.
I just continued to do the show, and then I went into the station. And
okay. And then, if the wreck wasn't enough.
If the wreck wasn't enough, in December of 16, on the 29th, I had a stroke on the air.
Oh, you were on? If you're going to have one, you might as well do it on the air where people know you and recognize you from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks, I saved this for you for today live.
And, yeah, in case I have another one.
Yeah.
I probably won't.
Please don't hear today because Clark County's a little further away than Bullhead Fire was. And so, yeah.
They helicoptered me to Vegas.
Right.
And I was just there till they did. The hospital did nothing. Nothing. And they told me, we can't find a reason for your stroke.
Wow.
You have no narrow carotids. You have no blood clots in your brain. We don't know where it came from.
And but I they said, found a brain.
And I said, yeah. And I said, well, it probably started lower in the heart. And they said, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. And they didn't do diddly.
Keep an eye on that? That's what they said?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And on New Year's Day, turned me out of the hospital. Kept me 3 days to get the insurance and turned me out.
Oh, wow.
And I came home and... about a month later, my doctor put me on PT.
Physical therapy, right.
Physical therapy. And I did pretty well at that. And
but you didn't lose a lot of movement or anything, did you?
No, I kind of limped for a while, and that's gotten a little bit worse. But
I just figured your wife kicked you. I didn't know that was from the...
Nope.
From the stroke.
That was from the stroke.
Oh, okay.
And I did about 4 or 5 months of PT.
Right.
And then the insurance ran out on that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. That was wonderful. And the PT people were nice enough. They said, if you want to come in and work out, helps out.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. You picked a good company to do physical therapy then.
Yes. I love her to death.
Who's that?
B.
Okay. All right.
But Bullhead Physical Therapy.
Okay. Very good.
Right next to the hospital.
Yeah. All right.
So she was wonderful.
Good. Good.
And Mariah.
And Mariah, her helper?
Our Mariah worked me out, worked me to a frazzle sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes when you go to physical therapy, you figure that they don't like you because they make you hurt so much. And so, but then as the day goes on, you go, oh, I feel better now.
Well, I had a thing about my right leg was starting to waste a bit because I was pretty much in bed all the time.
Okay.
I was sitting on a chair.
Yeah.
And I would work the bike, and it would build up the strength in my leg, and I could walk straight.
Okay.
And if I had known that the hospital wasn't going to pay attention to my heart, because I thought there was a blockage in the heart, there was a sticky valve, something in the heart. And
because we all know that the media is tough on hearts. I mean, media is stressful.
Yes.
Right? I don't care if it's TV, radio, or what. It can be stressful.
It depends on who you're working for. And I've got to say, they pretty much left me alone to do the show until I had the stroke.
Ah.
And then they put somebody on with me, and that went in counter directions.
Yeah, you almost had a board operator on the other side of the glass, huh?
No, he wasn't on the other side of the glass. He was right in front of me.
Oh, okay.
And when we had one of those problem callers that I always wanted to
dump out of,
he kept saying, no, I want to talk to everybody. I said, well, I don't care.
Yeah, really, huh?
You can talk to anybody. They make you sound like a fool.
So write down their phone number and call them when we get off the air.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, wow.
They ought to do it.
Okay. Gee.
But sure enough, the heart thing caught up with me.
It did.
It did.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed on a Tuesday it was that I felt heavy chest and heavy in the arms.
Uh-oh.
And then I knew what that was.
Right.
And I immediately took two aspirin and two Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
And in about...
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, huh?
In about 5-10 minutes, all symptoms disappeared. And I could breathe well, and I thought, well, if this happens again or worse, we're going to the doctor.
Right.
And sure enough, on Friday, it did again.
3 days later.
And Sylvie said, yeah, we're going to the doctor. And I said, okay. Ran over to the doc, and he threw a nitro under my tongue and said, I'm releasing you to the nearest ER.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. Yeah, that's something that the average doctor doesn't want to deal with in his office. You need to be in a...
So I wanted to go to Valley View.
Okay.
And I love the ER doc in there. He's a military doctor, so he knows his stuff. And he just takes care of it. He doesn't, I'm going to run a bunch of tests. Take 2 weeks. No, and we're going to fix it.
And for the listeners, he's talking about Ken Locke, right?
Yes.
Ken Locke has been at Valley View for a long time, and he is a military doctor. I think he's finally out of the military. I think he finally completed his reserves, but he's been there a long time, and a lot of people have high compliments about Ken Locke when they leave Valley View.
Well, it's because he does the kind of medicine they used to do in the 60s and 70s. They fix it.
Yeah.
They don't.
Doesn't play around.
Yeah, it's not a big game of CYA.
Yeah. Yep. Fix it and get you on your way.
That's right.
So, did you put stents in or what?
They
and he wouldn't have done it, but he would have.
Well, they sent me down to Havasu.
Okay.
Because there wasn't a cath lab open anywhere in Bullhead City.
Right.
There was no running a cath lab anywhere.
Yeah.
In any hospital.
Yeah. So and off to Havasu you went.
And they said, well, we can send you to Las Vegas. And I'd already been to Las Vegas, and they did nothing.
You know what they're going to do.
I said, I'll take Havasu.
Okay.
It's closer for my wife to drive down.
There you go.
And they sent me down there, and it was during a big storm. So they couldn't get an ambulance to me until 10:30 at night.
Okay.
And I checked into the ER at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And at 10:30 at night, they get an ambulance in a thunderstorm.
That was a fun ride, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. And they teared on the Havasu, checked me in at midnight.
All right.
And just after midnight, and they fed me a sandwich and a milk, and I went to sleep, and I woke up in the morning because they had me scheduled for the cath lab at 9:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So 9:30, I signed the paper that says they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
Right.
And I came out with a stent.
Okay.
In the LAD. Which is left anterior down. It's the major blood vessel in your heart, and they call it the widowmaker.
Oh, okay. There's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that because if that one hits you, you're usually dead before you hit the floor.
Right.
And they put a stent in there.
And how long was that now?
And I felt great.
Good.
That was August 29th of 2017. Yeah.
So almost 2 years.
Yeah. And then in November, I finally hooked up with a great cardiologist, Sade Sade.
Okay.
And in fact, it was Kelly Ward and her husband that sent me on to him.
Oh, yeah? Pays to know some politicians. Yeah.
And I said, if you had a bad heart, where would you go? And they said, oh, Sade. We work with him in Phoenix and Havasu.
Yeah.
And now he's at Kingman.
Okay.
So we hooked up with him, and I still see him.
He's, all right, good.
And again, he worked some military with the American military.
Uh-huh.
And just takes care of business right now.
Good, good. And that's what you need, especially with your heart. You don't want to. You don't want somebody saying, "Well, I'll see you tomorrow," and
yeah.
Something you want to stall around about.
I don't want to drive up here again.
Yeah, no procrastination. All right. So then you retired,
and they put two stents in another vessel, blood vessel in the heart. And so I've got three now.
So, and you're basically retired now?
Yeah. Well, the radio station decided it was time.
And well, they didn't want you having a heart attack on the air.
I only had 52 years in radio and advertising and television.
You'd already had a stroke on the air. They don't need you to have a heart attack on the air, too. Jeez. So now you and Sylvia just, I mean, I thought it was interesting when she brought you in here. She said, you guys do your thing. I'm going to go do mine.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that she's going to go shop in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to see who's left.
Yeah. Go hit the chocolate factory.
She'll probably hit the vitamin store.
Oh, vitamin store. Okay. Yeah. But you know, some Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory for the road, that's always good.
Yeah, I love that place, but I have to stay away from it.
Yeah, you do now, huh?
Oh, well, I have to stay away from it anyway because I'm type 2 diabetic.
Yeah, join the club.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's not fun.
No.
I know. Because you have to quit eating all the things that you loved. But then those are the things that got you to be a type 2 diabetic, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was told by Keating. He told me a year and a half ago I'm a diabetic.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have to watch out. all the chocolate and all the sugar and everything. I had, you know, can't have that stuff anymore.
Well, I didn't care too much for candy and all that. Yeah. And even as a kid, I was more into popcorn.
Well, that doesn't help either. But you just can't walk past that Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory without wanting to go in there and get something.
Oh, well.
The smell, I think they kind of have fans in the back that just blow that smell out into the hallway as you're walking through the mall, you know.
They've got some sugar-free that's excellent.
Well, and I'll tell you, somebody else, Sean Hammond, puts in that duet, and they have great pastries and chocolates in there.
I know.
When I walk in there, I have to avoid that whole section, you know, and walk around the casino.
I love it.
Because when you pass that, then you're right upon Subway with all those nice chocolate chip cookies.
I don't miss any of that. I don't miss candy. I don't pastry. I miss.
Oh yeah.
Good pastry.
Yeah. So you don't go to Perkins much, do you?
Oh, I go to Perkins a lot. But once in a blue moon, I'll get a cranberry muffin.
Oh, okay. Once in a blue moon, yeah.
Yeah.
Because their cookies and their pies are to die for.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I had Rick and Jean in here a week or so ago. They're building one in Kingman.
Yep.
And the people in Kingman are all going to be type 2 diabetics in a year.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah. It's very possible. Very possible. So what are you doing with your days?
Every other Monday, I go to a doctor in Havasu.
Okay.
He's a naturopathic MD.
All right.
And he's worked on these issues.
Okay, good.
Because chelation and hydrogen peroxide and plaque X.
Okay.
He gives me IVs that remove plaque from my whole system.
Okay.
And that would cut down on type 2 diabetes. It would cut down on possibility of a stroke all that.
Well, that's good.
Even though the stroke wasn't really a stroke, it was a heart issue.
Right. So you go to him every other Monday and he gives you the IV? Is that it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that's interesting.
And we're going to get to a point probably pretty soon where I just go once a month.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Good.
And, because he's a naturopathic doctor, the insurance companies won't cover him. So it's all cash.
Yep.
And he's...
Did you tell him you can do voiceover for his commercials?
He doesn't run any commercials that I know of.
He probably doesn't need any. He's probably got a line at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he pretty much does, except in the summer when the snowbirds leave.
Yeah.
When the snowbirds are here, he's packed.
Yep.
All the time.
Wow.
They could take 7 or 8 people at a time.
And it's just a revolving door, huh?
And it is. And
yeah.
And for a typical session, it's like $110 or something.
Okay. All right. So it's up there, though. A little steep.
It depends on what it is. And he does.
So are we going to see you standing on the corner with a cardboard sign, "Will work for medication"?
No.
No? Okay. I didn't know. since it's all cash,
Yeah. Now, we can probably hold out for a while.
Oh, okay. All right. So probably not in 2019?
Probably not.
Okay. That's good. That's good. You know. All right. Gary, it's been so fun. You know, you've been around radio and TV since you've been in Bullhead City in 16 years. And people out there listening probably thought, what happened to Gary? We never see him anymore. Or they bump into you in Walmart.
I run into Perkins. I run into all these people that remember me from TV, from radio, from whatever.
And, right. Yeah. Well, you first of all, I have a face for radio, so I've never done TV. I did TV for Bruce for a very short time. But so I'm stuck on the radio. And but that's where I belong, and I enjoy it. And it's good having you in.
Well, it's fun to be anywhere.
Yeah. So we'll have to have you back.
I'd love it.
Yeah. And maybe sometime we'll have you come in and fill in for me if I need some time off.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you'll have to train me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's easy to do. Paul Lavoie trained me, so if I'm trainable, so are you. All right. Gary Shuler, longtime resident and radio and television personality in our area. We'll be back.
$30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses. During our warmer months, you can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The peaceful value inside.
Working in the medical field? It's the fastest growing profession in the tri-state. If you or someone you know is working in or starting a career in the medical field, trust the folks at Anything Medical to provide quality scrubs, shoes, and professional equipment, all at the very best prices available. And be sure to remind your patients to visit Anything Medical when prescribing orthopedic braces, shoes, wound supplies, respiratory aids and service, or any home medical equipment. Anything Medical, 2350 Miracle Mile Way in the Riverview Mall. Visit Anything Medical today.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0. Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. Lots of fun seeing Gary Shuler again and visiting with him. Now it is time for our community calendar. And a couple things I want to tell you. First off, everything that we put on here is probably on our Facebook page. And if you have something that you would like to add to our community calendar, email it to me, toonforce@gmail.com. That's toonforss@gmail.com, and we'll get it on for you. Now, tonight, this happens at 5:30 check-in and 6 o'clock at the Young Scholars Academy. They're putting on a Pinewood Derby. How awesome is that? If you've never been, or you want to see, or you want to take a grandkid or a child to check it out, see if they want to get involved with Boy Scouts and do one themselves, or fix up their own little car, could be a really entertaining tonight, 6 o'clock at Young Scholars Academy. Now, Culver's and Valent, the blood service people, they have teamed up together between now and I want to say it's mid-July, if you give a pint of blood, you get a certificate for a pint of Culver's custard. And that's a win-win. So starting tomorrow, there's one at the Laughlin Library, and that is 11 o'clock until 3 in the afternoon. If you have any questions or if you want to make an appointment, you can do that. Call 877-258-4825. They have the same thing coming up on Wednesday. This one's going to be at Valley View Medical Center in Fort Mojave, and that's from 9 until 1. And the same thing, if you want to make an appointment or you have any questions, call 877-258-4825. Now, coming up Friday the 24th, this is going to be fun. There's a Cornhole Under the Stars tournament. And this is going to be in Rotary Park at 6:30. If you want to get involved, you think you're a good cornhole contestant, then give Ashley Bennett a call at City Hall, 763-9400. Her extension is 306. Another blood drive also on Friday at Anytime Fitness in Bullhead City. That's from 10 to 2. Same phone number again if you have a question or if you would like to make an appointment. 877-258-4825. Kingman on Saturday, there's a farmer's market at the Thunder Event Center. That's 8 a.m. until noon. If you have any questions, call Tom, 542-6059. Now, coming up on Sunday, we have Memorial Day fireworks put on by the AV. Now, it says 7 to 9, but 7 o'clock, it's a little light. So I'm guessing you're going to start seeing those fireworks right around dusk. And, of course, you can see them almost anywhere in the tri-state area. Monday, the holiday, I won't be here on Monday. I don't know who's going to fill in for me. I don't know. Sean Hammond, he might, whatever. But I'm going to take the day off. It's a holiday. Desert Lawn Funeral Home and Crematory and Memorial Gardens will hold a services on Memorial Day. And if you have any questions, you can call them at 768-5959. And coming up on Thursday the 30th, Arizona Youth Partnership has a class in Kingman, and this is called Strengthening Families Class. It's free. I don't know why I don't have the location. I think maybe Cheryl Clark with the ECYP hadn't nailed one down yet. That's coming up on the 30th from 5 o'clock till 7:30. If you want more information, you call Cheryl Clark with Arizona Youth Partnership, 928-692-5889. And then they have the Kingman City Expo happening on the 30th. It's going to be all the city offices all around Kingman, the police department, the fire department, city hall. Coming up also in the 30th through June 2nd here in Laughlin, it's a Western Romp, Ride with the Military Pride, and that's at the American Legion Post 60 here in Laughlin. Black Cat Bone Classic Rock and Roll Blues Band will be playing. And, of course, you know who they are. Yeah, that's Paul the Boy. Coming up on...
The Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.